Dictation for Danielle Holbein, H-O-H-L-B-E-I-N, December 1, 1952, addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N-P, 5831914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow up for Mr. Holbein. Nephrotic syndrome, probably from exposure to Mobic, with deep-vein thrombosis of the left lower extremity, acute renal failure, background of factor V deficiency. Last visit was January. He's feeling really well. Extensive review system is negative. There has been no persistent edema, no rash, no nausea, vomiting, bowel changes, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. Medication list review. Remains anticoagulated Eliquis, cholesterol treatment, triglycerides, only blood pressure, lisinopril, no anti-inflammatory agents. Weight 219, previously 216, blood pressure at home in the 110s over 70s, here 128.70, alert orientation 3, normal speech, respiratory, cardiovascular, no abnormalities, no abdominal distension, ascites, no edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.38, baseline 1.2 to 1.4, GFR 55, stage 3, electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, malanemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Nephrotic syndrome, probably triggered by prolonged exposure to Mobic. Resolved. The last protein creatinine ratio from early this year, normal, less than 0.2. He was 0.12. Next number, acute renal failure at the time of nephrotic syndrome, resolved. Has CKD, stage 3, stable over time, no progression, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, factor V deficiency, given the nephrotic syndrome in the past, remains anticoagulated without any side effects or bleeding. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, cholesterol treatment. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, is very mild, no treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.